the demand is incredibly high, and it's like the rest of healthcare. The number of opportunities, the interventions, the treatments, is much greater, and so keeping pace with that demand. And obviously, you know, we have a model where we have contracted dentists, and then we have our community dental service, which supports some of the emergency work and some of the more specialist work. But it really does need an awful lot of reform. We recognise it's a real source of contention for the population. We've really talked about what eligibility should look like, what services we should have. But I do think we've fallen out of step with the payment system for our contracted dentists who are businesses. And we must make it financially attractive for them to be able to do NHS work alongside their private work. And so we have made that decision to offer new contracts and a new payment rate in the hope that our contracted dentists on Ireland will be able to pick up some more NHS work, and it's attractive for them to do so.
Obviously, as you say, the dentists are businesses.
They are.
They're businesses, and that's one thing to bear in mind. And is it the UDA system, so units of dental activity that'll be going out?
They are businesses, and there is a substantial private market. So dentists, you know, don't have to do NHS work. I mean, they can be entirely able to sustain their business on purely private work. And so that's why we have to make sure the unit of dental activity and the payment for that is worth their while to do it. And we know from talking to our contracted dentists, it was meaning that they were not able to make it cost effective. So that's why they were not committing to as much NHS activity as what they perhaps would like.